there is some sort of peculiar ways of using that which are explained on this foil. The JavaScript colon says invoke the JavaScript interpreter. So then you can, so I showed how you could use that within a Netscape browser. It invokes the JavaScript interpreter and we can do arithmetic or whatever we wanted to do. You can also use it, as explained here, to generate amusing URLs. So here we have an ordinary link which says href javascript colon history.go argument minus 1. So we have to understand a few things here. History is a property which is equivalent to the history button at the top, or the go button at the top of your Netscape browser. So that gives you the history. The argument of history is which direction, I mean to go, is how far you go up and down in the history array. So minus 1 is go back one entry. So history, and history of course has a method called go. History is an array which is just a list of these URLs you visited. Go is a method of that history array, and the argument of go is how much to go back and forth within that array. So history.go minus 1 says go and fetch the URL which was the last one. So we say JavaScript colon, which invokes the JavaScript interpreter, history.go minus 1 invokes, calculates history.go of minus 1. So if we make that the href, the URL, and then you press go back one step, you will go back one step in your HTML page. If I wrote history.go of 0, I would actually reload the current page, because argument 0 gives me what I have already. So, and you can do this in more interesting ways. It doesn't have to be just history.go. You can call a function, which as long as that function does something interesting, and you can, for instance, you could say JavaScript colon function open brackets, close brackets, semicolon history.go of minus 1, that will invoke the function and then do history.go of minus 1. So you can have arbitrary JavaScript expressions with the statements separated by semicolons. So this is illustrated here with a... It's sort of interesting. I have full command over this viewer. When I walk within a few inches of it, it obeys me and it quivers. It quivers in fear about what I'm going to do to it. So, all right. So maybe this is an SU feature. Okay, so they're afraid I'm going to touch it, so they have this built-in adaptive mechanism in it. All right. So here we have an image map, and. You can see if the other one does the same. So, all right, here we have an image map, and we will work on this one instead. And we'll let this poor neurotic screen over there recover. So, here we have an image map, and they happen to define the area tag, which is within an image client-side image map, and it says that the rectangular area, which is defined by the pixels whose corners are 0, 0, 16, and 14. So this defines a rectangular area on an image map, and typically this is done an ordinary image map. You have an href, which is the URL that you go to when you click on that part of an image map. So that's a traditional image map. So what we've done here is that we have... got JavaScript colon for the href. We called some magnificent JavaScript function called do something, which did some magnificent thing. Then we actually said top dot frames of 1, so that we'll find out that should actually say top dot frames of 1 dot location equals, and then it was a particular URL that we wanted to load in the first frame of this particular page. So that shows that we can have an image map which invoked an arbitrary JavaScript function, and then it actually loaded something into a different, in general, a different frame. because all that href does is it invokes, in this case, a JavaScript interpreter. So you can see you can build pretty flexible, powerful systems.